Beautiful people, welcome to episode 116 of the Ignite Your Purpose Show podcast vlog. Two guys talking. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. That is first and foremost. It's a mix of mental. I say it every time. Mental, physical, spiritual knowledge, the mind, body, soul, trifecta, from negative to positive. We will implement mental as a word sooner or later in the Webster Dictionary. I promise you this. People, it's a beautiful day today. John, what are we talking today, my brother from another mother? Oh, people, please, on the audio, we thank you for watching. Subscribe, like, share. We're growing this negative to positive movement, and please be a part of it. Join in on the chin wags.
Oh, me now? Okay. Well, it's going to be me. I'm going to throw it straight back to you. But thanks, everyone, for listening, for watching, for tuning in, for liking, subscribing, and just for sharing this shit all around the world. We're just growing a little bit better today than yesterday, tomorrow, today. You've heard it 1,000 times, so thank you all. By the way, I'm JB, 43, from the Isle of Man, UK. He's Mossimo. Positive vibes. That's where we came from. Who knows where we're going? There's no ceiling. No ceiling.
No ceiling, baby.
Maximus, what is motivation? How do you stay motivated? How do we stay motivated? What's your spin on that, my friend?
Oh, that is a good one. That is a good one. And I think that answer will change as we grow. I know if you had asked me that 2 months ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the answers would all be different. I know back in the day what my motivation was when I was a young buck trying to put out albums. It was motivation to get my ass to work, to make money, to support my lifestyle and goal. As I've grown, I think my motivation truly, if I now come from an awareness point of view and how I stay motivated, is to put forth the type of knowledge that I wish somebody had been able to teach me when I was younger in that negative state. So every day my motivation is to be better for myself and those around me. That's kind of my base motivation, and to share the good and the bad that I've learned and come from.
Okay. But what is motivation? Can you put a different spin on that?
What is motivation?
What is motivation? Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll say my bit.
I would say purpose. My purpose would be my motivation currently.
I'll say my bit, and then you might be able to spin it off. Now, I would say I cannot motivate you and you cannot motivate me. It's an inside job. Have you seen the movie The Inside Job? Motivation is an inside job. I can encourage you. I can challenge you. I can inspire you. But I can't motivate you. That has to come from within. So when I look at it myself, you can look at what other people have and that might motivate you. You can look at what you don't have and that might motivate you, but I'd try and prefer to stay into the positive. So for me, for motivation, and I've recently come up with this, I've got a vision board. Things that I'd like to see. So each and every day I will see things that I want, places I'd like to go, whatever these items might be. It might be a car, it might be a seat in a business jet, it might just be fresh natural food every day, or being able to sit on the beach, or having the choice to go swimming and do yoga every morning. I'm seeing these things each and every day. That may or will motivate me in some way, shape or form. So historically, I would look for other people to motivate me, like maybe in a gym session, you get the guy screaming and shouting at you. That works for some people, but it doesn't work for other people. So even though the screaming going on, it still requires you to internalize that screaming as, yeah, I want to get fitter. I'm paying this guy to do this, so I need to go harder. So that's just a little spin that I had. I'm seeing if I've got any other notes written down here. Yeah, just create a vision of what you want so you can see it every day. It might be a picture of a model, you know, or, you know, not like a model, but, you know, of a sports person, or an athlete, or you know, just somebody you like and respect, you know, a mentor, somebody, a mastermind group, and say, by seeing that person every day, I aspire to be like that person, or look like that person, or feel like that person, or I aspire not to feel shit, not to feel cranky, not to feel like a wanker every morning. So you see those things, and that then drives that internal cog for you to get out of bed, have the glass of water, and then get on with your day in that positive context. So I've rambled again. I say it every show. I've rambled. But I hopefully, Max will put a different spin on it.
You know, I'm going to go different now, because I think if we talk strictly motivation, I think motivation is fleeing. So for me, again, it's got to be deeper than just a motivation. It's got to be that motivation has to be attached to something. You got to know your why. You got to know where you want to go. You got to know your end point. And that end point's always going to change. But if we're talking how I understand that question now, and for those maybe who listen also, you know, your motivation, like John said there, I think John knows where he wants to go. But if we're putting a picture up of, you know, how I want to look on a manifestation board for me, and I end up not looking like that in 3 weeks' time, my motivation may decrease. So motivation to me is based on ups and downs. And I think motivation can be fleeing unless you have a deep-seated root and understanding of where you're going and where you want to be.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely know there's days where I'm more motivated and days where I'm lazy. So, and that's part of being human. I think that's okay. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But it can be fleeing. So,
yeah. I agree with that. Maybe the way I explained it wasn't, I was trying to come up with too many examples rather than saying motivation comes from, you know, it comes from within.
I agree with that statement.
Not from what I say. Totally. It's an inside job. I cannot motivate you, but I can encourage you.
Truth.
I can challenge you. I can inspire you. Yeah. But it's got to come from within the individual, not from something else.
So. Yeah. And I'll agree with you. Like if you're, let's say we'll use that gym, that rah, 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 go John. And you get that last rep up, but let's say you don't show up to the gym for 4 weeks now. And then I motivate you again. And it's, so I agree with you 100%. That motivation to get there tomorrow is on the person inside, not somebody external. And that goes back to that inside job. Nothing's external. We go deep, but it's all the same, isn't it, John? People, I think that's all we got.
Yeah, that's it, man. Bedtime.
We thank you. Thank you for the audio listens. Thank you for the shares, the likes, the subscribes. Bit by day, we're growing, and it's a beautiful thing. Two dudes talking, coming from nothing, going somewhere. That's what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. I'm out. Bye.
See you tomorrow, guys. Thanks, John.